Hello and welcome to a news feature on art, culture and entertainment. This year, on the 25th of Boishak, that is the 8th of May, the world celebrated the birthday of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. A humanist par excellence, Gurudev reveled in the endless beauty of the world around him. A mystic Tagore saw God's handiwork behind every aspect of the world, yet he preferred to be identified with a common man. His love for nature and man surpassed the narrow frontiers of domestic walls and geographical boundaries. To lose faith in man is a sin, he uttered in no unmistakable terms. He spoke of the religion of man and dreamt of the heaven of freedom.
Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls, where words come out from the depth of truth, where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habits, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake.
Rabindranath Tagore was a multifaceted personality, a poet, a novelist, a short story writer, a painter and playwright, and he enriched all these genres. His music, a blending of words and tune, katha and sur, is superb. The former secretary of the Sahitya Academy, Mr. Indranath Chaudhary, says that Tagore was a man of the soil.
Tagore was a poet-philosopher who unveiled through his poetry the continuity of a poetic tradition which was Indian. He was a romantic poet, but at the same time, he was a mystical poet. He tried to search for beauty in man and nature, but it was a different kind of a search, because for him, ultimately, man dominated over everything. He tried to find the real position of man in this universe. Influenced by the Upanishads and the English Romantics, he searched for the supreme, unbounded reality in the realities of the world. This search was responsible in his development of a mystic romanticism, and for which he was sometimes branded as a poet sitting on an ivory tower. But he was a man of the soil.
A noted educationist, he founded Vishwa Bharati, an institution devoted to excellence in art and culture. His Shriniketan is the epitome of rural development and agriculture education. His was a lifelong connection to the Indian nationalist movement, with his songs inspiring the people, says Professor Shubrata Mukherjee of the Delhi University.
It all begins in 1904 with the publication of his famous essay called Swadeshi Samaj, in which there is a blueprint for village reconstruction, and also there is a call for self-help for the entire Indian nation to make the villages as strong as it used to be earlier. Every village, every city corner was singing Tagore's famous songs, and the entire movement was carried out by the songs that really created a new consciousness in the movement in Bengal. 1913, when the year that Tagore gets the Nobel Prize for his book Gitanjali, first time we find the mention of the name of Gandhi in Tagore in a letter to C.F. Andrews, who later on became a lifelong associate with him, that he is saluting Gandhi's cause in South Africa. And this is the first example we find that he is taking note of the role that Gandhi was to play subsequently in India. And after that, many times, we find that Tagore is taking the name of Gandhi, and the Mahatma title to Gandhi was actually given by Tagore.
Tagore's was a universal vision. Over 72 years ago, he wrote on the emergence of Africa. Beyond the English-speaking world, Asia and Europe, his influence was felt as far as even Latin America, says Professor S.P. Ganguly of the Jawaharlal Nehru University.
Within the Western world, after he received the Nobel Prize through his translation of Gitanjali, this was published in various journals, in magazines, and that is how some people in Spain came to know about it. And more concretely speaking, it was a lady called Zenobia Camprubi Jimenez, who was a great friend of, at that time, probably the most important poet, Juan Ramon Jimenez in Spain. She came to know about it when she was in the United States, and she sent a translation from the English into Spanish. She did it herself, and she sent it to Juan Ramon in Spain. And slowly, she sent a few more, and that became the beginning of a huge, long relationship for many, many years between the most important Spanish poet and Tagore. In Latin America, we all know of the great relationship that Tagore had with Victoria Ocampo of Argentina, a woman writer. Now, she came to know Tagore personally. Tagore was visiting Peru, but he fell ill and he had to stop in Buenos Aires. And she offered him hospitality for 2 months. And this is the time when she came to know Tagore very well. And this relationship flourished so much that Tagore evoked her in many of his poems till the end of his life. In Latin America itself, there were others who received Tagore independently. For example, much before Victoria Ocampo in 1914, there was a great academic, Victor Gonzalez, in Argentina, who translated Tagore's 100 poems of Kabir.
No wonder that Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore has left a deep impress on the sands of time. For Box Office Report,